Now let's move over to our next story. 76ers forward Kelly Oubre Jr. was struck by a car in a hit and run last Saturday night. Oubre suffered injuries to his ribs, hip, and right leg. Police are still searching for the driver who fled the scene. But this incident highlights the problem of pedestrian safety in the city. 38 people have died from hit and runs in the city so far this year. That's an increase already from last year. The year's not over yet. So why are our roadways becoming more dangerous for pedestrians, and what is the city doing to address it? Aaron Mozell, the housing and community development reporter for WHYY's Plan Philly, has been covering this and joins us now. Aaron, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So Aaron, traffic safety advocates in Philly say hit and runs have become a crisis. Has this become a trend? Tell us what's happening here.
Yeah, this is part of a national trend that we're seeing here in Philly, where, you know, over the last 3 years, driving has gotten really bad. You may have noticed if you're out there either walking or biking or driving, people are speeding more, people are being more reckless, and here in Philly, that's resulting in a lot of people getting seriously injured and some people dying at a clip that we have not seen in some time, and certainly not going back before the pandemic. It has not been this bad.
So this is a high-profile incident recently, but unfortunately, it's nothing new.
That's right. That's right. As you said, you know, last year we had almost as many people die in hit and runs, and the city, you know, continues to outpace other big cities in terms of traffic deaths in general, you know, hit and runs included.
Like Chicago and New York proportionally doing much better than us, right, Aaron?
Much better. Much, you know, despite having obviously a lot more people, a lot more drivers, Philly's still outpacing. I think the only big city that slightly edged out Philadelphia was Los Angeles, and you know how much people drive in LA.
That's not company you want to be in.
Correct.
Yeah, interesting.
And so let's talk solutions, because I remember Roosevelt Boulevard had all those hit and runs and a lot of pedestrian deaths, and there was some effort to kind of quell that. What has happened over there, and could that become a model?
Yeah, what happened on Roosevelt Boulevard was a 5-year pilot to try and slow people down, because that, as many listeners know, is one of the state's most dangerous roadways. And the results that came back is that in putting automated speed cameras there on Roosevelt Boulevard has really made a big difference there, has slowed down folks dramatically, and it has also been credited, the program's been credited with saving a lot of lives. And so the hope is that a bill that's currently moving through Harrisburg will extend and make that program permanent, and also enable the city to install similar speed cameras around other high traffic roadways in the city, maybe North Broad, maybe Kelly Drive, maybe Lincoln Drive, places where we see accidents all the time, and that people are tired of it because it's scary out there.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned in that answer that jurisdiction is an issue here, because there's city roads and there's state roads, and you need to go through Harrisburg to make things permanent. What are some of the other holdups or issues or hurdles here to just implementing what seem like common sense reforms? Is it money? Is it willpower? Is it the fact that drivers might be inconvenienced slightly? I mean, what are the barriers to progress here, Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, money is definitely certainly an issue, although there is a lot of money at the federal level through the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act that has filtered down to various cities, including Philadelphia. There's money for all kinds of traffic safety initiatives at the state level as well. So money is flowing. There is a pretty hefty pipeline for Philly specifically for those kinds of things. But, you know, some of this stuff has to happen at the local level and city council. I think we saw, for example, on Washington Avenue, if folks are familiar, that you saw a plan that called for all kinds of street infrastructure and traffic calming devices
in South Philadelphia.
And you had one councilman's district where the folks were with it, and he voted and put in the bills that were necessary to make that happen. And on the other half, on the other side of Broad, that didn't happen. And so you have kind of this mismatched roadway. And, you know, depending on who you are, maybe you don't like it and you're happy that they didn't install them on your half. But yes, it can come down to political will for sure.
And piggybacking on that, and we only have about a minute left in this segment, but sort of like, what is with this? We have a new administration, lots of new city council members coming. Will this be a priority? Because there's a lot to talk about, but could we make this a priority?
I think that's a big question here, is if the Sherelle Parker, who just got elected to be the city's next mayor, if she will continue Mayor Kenney's vision to make this a priority with the aptly named Vision Zero program, which is really about making Philly's streets safer and eliminating traffic deaths in Philadelphia.
You know that voice belongs to Aaron Mozell, housing and community development reporter for WHYY's Planned Philly. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us yet again on Studio 2.
You got it.